Before I read you scripture, many thanks to Jane Anderson for counting the votes. Just so Emmanuel, I don't think there's any, there's no pins and needles here, but there were 94 votes cast. 93 of them were voted in the affirmative. We believe, sir, that you were called by God into ministry. Congratulations. And just on cue, a little bit later, we will celebrate the assignment of Emmanuel and Kansa as supply preachers. So we appreciate your vote of confidence in God's work among us. Let's turn now to the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. If you have the Pew Bible there in front of you, you can find it on page 111. And if you're using the large print Bible, you'll find it on page 144 of the New Testament. So 111 on the Pew Bible in the New Testament and 144 in the large print Bible. How many of you saw the special on TV about the Bible? Anybody see that? That was a, you know, I don't know what you feel about that, but in a lot of respects, it gave images, actual views of what it must have looked like, and I thought they did a pretty good job of this story as well. Hear these words. When the day of Pentecost had come, the 12 were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all those who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.